In the middle of the Shaila, whether Kohanim or Arshluchim, and therefore a Kohen could not be Makriv Korbanos for somebody that's Osir to have Hanoah from the Kohen, or he's a Shliach of the Rabbanu Shalom mainly, and therefore he could be Makriv as Korbanos. So the Gemara says basically that he's Shluche Didon, and you can't be Makriv Korbanos, except Korbanos of Mechusrei Kapara. There, you don't need the das of the person who is bringing the carbon. It's just a machshir, and therefore it's not considered like the kohen is a shliach. But other korbanos, yes. So Moshe Rav Shimi Bar Abba on Lamed Vov and Aleph the top. Moshe Rav Shimi Bar Abba im hoya kohen yisrok olav dam chatos v'dam hashama. Right, Bechora it says that he could be if the person who is. He's an Aser Tev Hanoah from, is a Kohen. The Kohen could still be makriv with his carbon, Achatas or Nosham. Bechora, those are not Mechusrei Kapara. So you see that a Kohen could do the Avoda for somebody who's Aser Tev Hanoah from him. So where it says, Dam Chatoso Shomitzora, V'dam Hashomo Shomitzora. Right? Talking specifically about a Mitzora, which is also Machshu. You didn't do any Chait. The Mitzorah, this is not really a Chatas and an Oshem al Chait, even though there's a peripheral Chait, but that's not the reason he's bringing the Chatas and the Oshem, he's bringing it in order to be able to go back to a normal life. Zichsiv Zos Tiyet Torah Samitzorah, Ben Godel Ben Kotten, that anybody can bring a Korban Mitzorah for even a Kotten. A father whose child became a Mitzorah can bring this Korban for him. L'chor he has no Das. So obviously he's not doing it as a shliach of the child. It's just that the korban has to be brought for this child in order for him to resume his normal life. So therefore, an osher mitzora and a chatas mitzora, the kohen could also bring. He's not there for sure. He's not shluche didon, but normal korbanos he's a shliach of the baalim, and therefore he can't do it for somebody who's osher bano. Okay, Rashi, im hoya kohen hamadir, yizruk olav dam chatos v'dam hashomo, k'toni stam, demash mekol chatos v'hashomos, afa gav delo mechusrei kapora ninu. It's mashma talking about all chatos and oshom, even not mechusrei kapora, so you see that the kohanim are shluchei d'rachmon and not shluchei didon. Verse says, lo, le'olam shluchei didon ninu. Really, they're shluchei didon. Umay dam chatos v'dam hashomo, diktoni, chatos v'shomo tzora. The Hainu Mechusrei Kapora, that's the case of Mechusrei Kapora. But who adin the Godel? The halach is he can bring it even for a cotton, even for a Godel. And because you're not, then in that situation, you're not his Shliach. Tnan, HaKohanim Shepiglu B'Mikdosh, right? If a Kohen was Mefagil, he had Kavona to eat the Korban when he shechted it, or he zorik the Dan, or whatever, one of the Avodos, he had Kavona either to eat it more than its proper time, or in a place where it's not allowed to be eaten, right? So then the halach is it's pigel. So if he did it b'mezid chayovim, he has to pay for the carbon. He's passed the carbon. He has to pay. Hoshogim b'turin masbif b'shogeg b'potur elisha pigul and pigel. But the pigel is pigel one way or the other, and the carbon's possible. Except if he did it b'mezid, he has to pay. If he did it b'shogeg, he doesn't have to pay. So there's a machlokus in the Gemara and Gittin why. Some say that really you should pay for both of them, because Adam Hamazik is chayiv bein shogeg bein ones whatever. But the rabbanon patered him b'shogeg, otherwise Kohanim wouldn't want to be ovid. But b'mezid is chayiv, that's a normal. Others say in the Gemara over there that hezek she'ena ria ain't a hezek, hezek she'ena nikker ain't a hezek. So this hezek is not nikker. You can't see the difference between an animal that was mefugal and stam an animal. So really you shouldn't pay anything, not mezid, not shogeg, except the Rabbana gave him a knas that the mezid he has to pay. So whatever the halacha is, that the carbon's possible, and the mezid he has to pay for it, b'shogeg not. So I amris b'shlomo shluchei d'shmaya havu haynu shepigul and pigul. If there are shliach min ha-shamayim, so that's why it's pigul, because you're a shliach one way or the other, and if you do the wrong thing, you made the animal puzzle. But if you hold that the Kohen is a shliach of the Bailim, why is it pigul altogether? I made you my shliach to help me, not to hurt me, not to make my animal possible, so you never were my shliach. So if the shliach depends on the das of the Bailim, so then his das isn't to make him a shliach if he's going to ruin things. But if he's a shliach of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, then lechor is a shliach no matter what. Amri shani gabi pigul de omar kron. No, pigul's different. Enochinami. Normally we would say that if he didn't, he was mafagil shalol das abaylim, that wouldn't be pigul. But by pigul is a special halacha. De omar kron lo yechoshiv lo mikomakom. Special pasuk that it becomes pigul even if the baylim didn't want it to become pigul and the kohen made it pigul. Special din that depends on the machshav of the kohen. But it still could be that shluchei didan, and still the pigul is pigul because it's special halacha. So the Gemara doesn't resolve the issue, and we said that the Gemara in Kedushin says that it has to be that they're shluchei dishmaya, at least predominantly, because it's impossible to make a shliach to do something you yourself can't do. So I couldn't make the korban. How can a shliach make the korban for me? Okay, Rashi. Mezidim chayovim l'shalim korban l'bayim, that make up the korban they made possible. L'tchunei shivisir shliach lo lavosi, I made you the shliach to help me, not to hurt me. Amrei la'olam shluchei didan ninu u'lahachi pigul pigul. Even though the shluchei didan, still the pigul is pigul. Why? Lo yechoshev lo pigul yia mikomakom. Since the kohen had the machshava raw, the pigul takes effect no matter what. Special pasuk. Okay. Gufa, Rav Yochanan, Hakol tzrichim das chutz mechusur kapara. Rav Yochanan said that every korban needs a das of the bailim. If you're bringing the korban for somebody, he has to make you a shliach. Except for mechusur kapara, there it's not an idea that you're a shliach of him. He doesn't have to know about it. As long as the korban is brought, it's machshir him to be able to eat kodshim. Shari other may be korban al bonav al benos lektanim. The proof is that a person can bring a korban, a mechusrei kapara, for his little children, and they don't have any das, so obviously you don't need das of the bailim to bring the korban. Elamiata yovi yodim chatas chelev al chaveru. L'chor, if that's the case, you should be able to bring a chatas chelev, means a chatas that comes for a chet. Somebody did one of the averas that you be chayiv kores if you did it b'mezid and you did it b'shogeg, so you chayiv a chatas. So somebody should be able to bring a chatas for somebody else without his das. Why? She can't other maybe al ishto shota, right? Because a person can bring a korban for his wife even if she's insane. So you see, you can bring a korban chatas for your wife who's insane, and she doesn't have any das. So memeli, you can bring it for somebody else too. Reb Yehuda, like Reb Yehuda said, that a person brings the korbanos of his wife. Almam Reb Elazar hifrish chatas chelav al chaver lo asa klum. Rabbi Lezer said that, what's it called, if you're mafresh a korban chatas chelev for somebody else, it's meaningless. You have to be the one who did the chay to bring the korban. Somebody else can't bring it for you. So Mara says, no, so it's a kasha on what's it called, Rabbi Yochanan, that you see that even mechusri kapara, the fact that you could bring it for little children, meaning you don't need das, doesn't mean that you can bring it without shlichus of the person. Right? So here we see that a person can bring a korban for his wife who's insane, and still you can't bring a chatas chela for somebody else. Someone says, no, there's no way that a husband could bring a chatas chela for his wife. Ishto shota hechidomi. Ida ochlek she shota, if she ate the chela when she was a shota, la bas korbani. So she's potter, right? She's, it's what's it called? Cotton. Chayra shota the cotton or potter. The idach, look, she bikachas. Nishtates elamai, she ate the chaylev when she was sane. And then she became insane. Omra birmi, omra vavo, omra biochanan, ochel chaylev hifrish korbim, nishtate, vachosav nishtate, apostle. Hove nidche yidche. Since when there was a time when she was possible to bring a korbim, so she remains possible to bring that korban. So even though she ate the chaylev when she was chayev and to be chayev a chatos, since it was a period of time that she became insane, and now she was potter from the chatos, she remains potter. That's a dichoy. So therefore, what's it called? There's no question. Because a person can bring karbonos for his wife, but he can't bring karbonos for his insane wife if she's chayav achatas chelev. She could bring a korban yoledes or whatever, you don't need das. But here you need das. So therefore you can't bring a chatas chelev for somebody else either. Rashi. Ela meyata yovi odam afilu chatas chelev al chavero. Shekein mevi korban al ishto shota. The mashma kol karbonos shehi chayav asafilu imach lechelev. Mashma that Rabbi Yehuda said that a person can bring karbonos for his wife, any korban, even a chatas chelev. So if you can bring it for your insane wife, you can bring it for anybody, because you don't need das. Umetaris of Yochan ishto shota hechidomi. Yochan says no, there's no case where you could possibly bring a chatas chela for your wife who's insane. Shetei michuyevas korban hidochla. Posala korban the hoil v'nidcha kishin ishtat is the labas korban he yidcha. Right. Hasam nami gabi isha hoil v'nidches b'shas achila nidches me hakol. They ain't other maybe carbon chelav alishto shota. So it's impossible. Since she became a shota, she's potter from the carbon completely. You can't bring it for her. So therefore there's no case where you could bring a carbon chatas for a ishta shota. So the mele there's no way of bringing it for anybody else without his das either. The lekala mirma mehocha. The chikat mina to Rabbi Yehuda, who had the maybe carbon alishto shota, kigon zova, you'll let us on mitzuras, which Rabbi Yehuda said, that a husband can bring a korban for his wife, even if she's a shota, is talking about mechusri kapara, not stam korbanos. The Gemara says, Elo miyata yovi odem pesach al chavero. Somebody should be able to bring a korban pesach for somebody else without his das. Shekein odem mevi al bonavi al benosu laktanim. Because you can shech korban pesach for your little children. They don't have das. Alma omra belezer, hifrish pesach al chavero lewasser club. And Rabbi Lezer said that if you're mafreshek pesach for somebody without his das, he's not yotze. Rabbi Zeira celebrates Ovoslav deraisa. No, that which you can be shech the korban pesach for little children is not that they're yotze with it. They don't have to be yotze. Celebrates Ovos says celebrates Ovos is not minat Torah. That pasuk doesn't come to tell me that little children are included in korban pesach. They can eat it, even though normally. So therefore, that which you can be mamana a kotten on korban pesach is not minat Torah. Aye, how can they eat it? You're not allowed to eat a korban pesach that you're not a monoyan, since they're ketanim. So for chinuch, and it's for their sake, they can do it. But it's only durabonon. It's not minat Torah. Big shaila. The Rambam says that if a kotten ate korban pesach rishon when he was a kotten and he had bar mitzvah before Pesach Sheni, so he's potter from Pesach Sheni. But if you hold Selaveis Ovos as Lav Doraisa, which seems that's the halacha, that's the Rambam Paskins, then how in the world what he did when he was a cotton can help for when he's now a gadol? So that's a lot of bar mitzvah Torahs on that. Okay. Which is also has to do with Sfiras HaOmer, if he counted when he was a cotton, whatever. Okay, so therefore there's no halacha that you can bring a korban pesach for a cotton. A cotton can eat from korban pesach. It's a midrabbanan. Umimai, how do I know that that's true? That selaveis avos is only durabbanan, and that really you can't. You don't have to be mamana a cotton on the korban pesach mamish. He can eat from it even if he's not monu midrabbanan al tzchinuch midisnan. From the following mishnah, you can see that selaveis avos is not the rice. It's not a minui on the korban. Says Haomer Labonav Hareini Shochet as a Pesach Amishiyala Mikem Rishon Shalayim. Person says, I'm shechting this korban Pesach. Whoever will win the race and get to Rishalayim first, that will be the person who this korban Pesach is for. So he's doing it out tonight. Totally in Breira, right? Later on, it's Nisbarer who he shechted the korban Pesach for. One of you, whoever wins the race. So shaila whether it helps or not, because yesh breira, ain breira, whatever. Kivin shehichnis rishon rosho verubo zocha bechelko mazak es echadimo. So as soon as the first one wins, he gets his chelik and he's mazaka all of his other brothers together with him. So Mar says viyam resela beisavos deraisa al bistra koyu mazakilu. The guy shechted already. You can't be mamuna on a korban pesach unless you were mamuna when it was alive. Right? So it's impossible to become part of a korban pesach after it's shechted. So the guy who won the race, it's Nisbarer that when he shechted it, he did it for him. So he, this Korban Pesach was his Korban Pesach when it was alive. But how in the world can Mizaka his brothers? His rest of the Ketanim. They, for sure, only now the Chelik after the animal was shechted. And that can't be. He have to have the Chelik in the Pesach when it was alive. Ela Loma Lahu, right? Ela Loma Lahu, the Omer Lahon, Avuon, Kedei Lazar, Zum Mitzvahs, Ena Chanami. Really, they don't have to have Mimunah at all. So why do you make this whole thing that whoever comes first, that the carbon's for him? The carbon's for none of them. They're all Ketanim. And they can eat from the carbon al Tzchinuch. So why did he say this for? Lazar's a mitzvah to give him, some training in being a Zohar is a mitzvah. Get there early. Tanya Nami Hachi. My Sahoya Vekidmu Bonos Lavonim. The girls won the race. They got there first. Venimtsa Bonos Rizos Lavonim Shvelim. And the girls were the Zrizim, and the boys were the lower people. Rashi. The Kaparach Su Yavi Adam Alma Omer Abelezer Hayfrish Pesach Hachaveru Shlomi Daito Lo Asaklub Omer Abzeres Selebes Avos the Mashma Other Mevi Pesach the Shochid Abana the Abenos of Aktanim Lav the Oraisu Lahachi Hifrish Pesach Hachaveru Lo Asaklub. So there's no way that you can bring a Korban Pesach for your little children, and from there we'd have a raya that you could bring a Korban Pesach without the das of the people who are mimunah on it. So you could bring a Korban Pesach for somebody else without his das. No, there's no such. You can't bring Korban Pesach for ketanim. Ketanim can be mimunah on a Korban Pesach. That's not min haTorah. It's only the rabbanon. Umi mai delav deraisa hu? How do you know it's not deraisa? From the following mishnah. The Omer Selebes Avos the Adam Shochid Abana Vaktanim Diraisa Abisra Koy Mezakilu. How could the brother who won the race now be Mezaka his other brothers on the carbon? The carbon's already shechted. He can't become a monui on the carbon Pesach after it's shechted. Kolomer Hech Yochel Zel Zakos Es Echov Miachash Nishchet V'atzana Nimne Moshin Deyam Atchi Yishchot. You can be part of the carbon or change your carbon as long as it hasn't been shechted yet. Elaz muni lula achashchita lav deraisa. The hach mishna mashma the baban of ketani mari. This mishna is talking about children, not adults. Elahoil the lav deraisa hu loma le lavu and lemeimer. So since not deraisa, why do you have to say that? In any case, they could eat from the carbon pesach, even if they weren't mamun, even if they didn't get to Yerushalayim on time. Harini shochet the pesach mishi yali mikem shulayim. Kedei lizarz b'mitzvah. He did it just to be mechanech them to be his reason. Tanya nami hachi. Kedei lizarz and kamer. If that was the purpose, when the kamer bonim shveilim, the low kamer bonim lo yotzu dechavasa. The bonim were not just shveilim, but they weren't yotzei. Elamai, they were yotzei. It's just that they were lazy ones. They were the losers, and the girls won. Wasn't a shaila whether they yotzei or not yotzei. Shaila was only whether there's reason or not zrizim.